Part 4. Literal and Inferential Understanding. Listen carefully. Choose the correct answer for questions 12 to 14 and write its number 1, 2, or 3 in the brackets provided.
Father and Susan were in the garden. Humming merrily, Father planted some new seeds. Susan stood nearby with a watering can in her hands. Scott the dog lay lazily in the shade, gnawing a juicy bone. "I have freshly baked cookies for tea," called Mother from the kitchen. "Let's eat," said Susan. "Excellent," beamed Father, putting his spade down. "Gardening makes me hungry." Scott chewed the last piece of meat off his bone. Then Scott looked around, hoping to find a place to bury his bone. It was still juicy, and he did not want Mother to throw it away with her other scraps of food after dinner. When Father came back into the garden to finish his planting, he was horrified. The garden was a mess. There were holes all over where Scott had been digging to find the best spot to bury his bone. Father's shouts brought Mother running out of the house.
"Look what Scott has done," he told Mother. "He's dug up all the seeds I just planted."
Father glared at Scott. The dog seemed to know that Father was cross with him. Without so much as a whimper, Scott slunk under the garden bench. All he had done was look for a safe place to hide his precious bone, and Father had yelled and glared at him. Poor Scott!
Question 12. How did Father look as he was gardening? Question 13. Why did Mother run out of the house? Question 14. Why was the garden messy?
Listen to the text again.
Father and Susan were in the garden. Humming merrily, Father planted some new seeds. Susan stood nearby with a watering can in her hands. Scott the dog lay lazily in the shade, gnawing a juicy bone. "I have freshly baked cookies for tea," called Mother from the kitchen. "Let's eat," said Susan. "Excellent," beamed Father, putting his spade down. "Gardening makes me hungry." Scott chewed the last piece of meat off his bone. Then Scott looked around, hoping to find a place to bury his bone. It was still juicy, and he did not want Mother to throw it away with her other scraps of food after dinner. When Father came back into the garden to finish his planting, he was horrified. The garden was a mess. There were holes all over where Scott had been digging to find the best spot to bury his bone. Father's shouts brought Mother running out of the house.
"Look what Scott has done," he told Mother. "He's dug up all the seeds I just planted."
Father glared at Scott. The dog seemed to know that Father was cross with him. Without so much as a whimper, Scott slunk under the garden bench. All he had done was look for a safe place to hide his precious bone, and Father had yelled and glared at him. Poor Scott!
You have come to the end of this listening test.